CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump will be in a D.C. courtroom. His lawyers today trying to argue he is immune from prosecution. ABC News investigative reporter Olivia Rubin with more.
Trump is going back to court today, as we have seen him do quite often. And this time, it's to argue in his D.C. election subversion case that it should be dismissed. He is claiming that he has presidential immunity and therefore cannot be charged, cannot be indicted, cannot be prosecuted for actions that he took relating to his responsibilities when he was president of the United States.
There is now a tornado warning out in Atlanta, part of that massive storm spreading across the country, bringing rain, snow, ice, and twisters to millions from coast to coast. Jim Harbaugh raising the championship trophy as gold and white confetti sprayed over his Michigan Wolverines last night. They defeated the Washington Huskies in the National Football Championship. This is ABC News. Nearly two dozen people are hurt after an explosion in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
This is Jim Ryan in Fort Worth. The 20-story brick tower was built by rancher William Thomas Wagner in 1920. Sandman's Signature opened its 245-room hotel inside the historic landmark last year. And Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker says,
it's a beautiful building that was just recently renovated and opened. And so we'll work with the ownership of that building as quickly as possible, as soon as it's structurally sound enough to do so.
The explosion was felt for miles around the building. Investigators are looking for the cause of the blast. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Fort Worth.
There is about to be a major change in the airline industry next month. Joanna Garrity will take over as CEO of the airline and will become the first woman to lead a major American airline. And by unanimous vote, South Korea's parliament has approved a ban on the sale of dog meat. Breeding, trading, and selling dog meat to eat will be banned starting in 2027. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location, the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Join us at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, for an unforgettable January birthday bash. Come celebrate Vanessa and Brittany's special day with a complimentary specialty drink personally chosen by the birthday girls for all January birthdays. The festivities kick off at 8 p.m. on January 12th, featuring the amazing live music of the Old Pine Road Band. Don't miss this chance to make memories and revel in the joyous atmosphere. Let's make Friday, January 12th, a night to remember at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Work where you can make a difference in people's lives. Join the State Farm community of good neighbors. We're hiring entry-level and experienced candidates across a broad spectrum of roles, and it couldn't be a more exciting time to join our team. We'll provide you with the tools, training, and knowledge you need to help us help others daily. State Farm is a Fortune 50 company offering competitive salaries and benefits. For information or to apply, visit jobs.statefarm.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some places in Wisconsin could get 10 inches of snow today. The hardest hit area in Wisconsin will be about the southern two-thirds. Here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's really going to put the heaviest snow target really from Prairie du Chien into Madison. Then it kind of slides up north in towards the Dells and towards the Fox Valley. Even Green Bay could see some of that as well.
After the storm, expect 35-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired 8 of his appointees to different boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on Lake Avenue in Phillips will be hosting a veteran suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, January 20th at 1 p.m. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. The seminar will be addressing issues of veteran suicides, and all veterans and the public are invited to attend. The hall will open at 12:30 p.m. and no food or beverage carry-ins are permitted.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A Packer player sent to the hospital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs had to be sent to a nearby hospital after taking a hit against the Bears Sunday night that left him coughing up blood on the sidelines. Matt LaFleur with an update on Doubs, listed with a chest injury.
This morning, it seems to be he's doing better. But he'll be day to day, I would say.
Did you go to the hospital to get checked out?
Yes, he did.
Is he out now? Do you know?
Oh yeah.
The Packers play the Cowboys Sunday in Dallas. College football. The Michigan Wolverines are national champions. They beat Washington last night 34-13. It's the first national title for Michigan since 1997 when one of their players, Charles Woodson, won the Heisman Trophy. NBA, the Bucks with another loss at home, 132-116. The Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on how the Jazz kept finding open shots.
You know, they were just shooting behind our switches, you know, and that's something we stress, you know, being physical, pushing up, switch under. You know, we dug ourselves in a hole, but we kept fighting.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And last night, Owen Withy non-conference hosted to beat the Phillips Loggers 63-42. Bayfield a winner over Mellon 77-64. That was boys action. And the Washburn boys top Butternut 72-30. We have head coach Will Smoody of the Butternut boys on our coaches show this morning just shortly after 9. The Shawamigan girls get a win non-conference at home over Washburn 44-29. And the Phillips girls, they top Ladysmith last night 79-37. Rice County Senior Dining menu for Wednesday, tomorrow, the 10th of January. You got meatloaf tomorrow, mashed potatoes, gravy, along with California blend and pumpkin bar with raisin. Please get those orders to them by 1:30 today. Rice County Senior Dining. Any questions, give them a call at 715-339-2158.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Say it with me, the Bucks in 6. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow Thursday and Friday, 26. Thursday, 20. Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 15. Saturday, 7 above. Sunday and 1 above on Monday. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hotshot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Some of my friends who don't want to travel north to scratch that ice fishing itch are doing something just a little bit different to take care of that urge to fish. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
A couple of my buddies decided they did not want to travel up north to get onto the good ice. So what they did was traveled a little farther south and went out on the river. Now they've taken some of their ice fishing gear with them, a shelter, some heaters, and they set it up on the shoreline in a nice little area that's got some beach to it. And they casted out some bait and they were fishing for whatever was biting. They're catching carp, they're catching walleyes, they're catching smallmouth bass, and they're occasionally pulling in that big catfish. They're sitting in their shelters, doors are open, heaters are going, but they can sit there and watch their rods. They tell me this is a lot like fishing a tip-up. They put their rods in rod holders, they sit in their ice fishing shelters, they're looking out at their rods, and when the rod starts bucking, they know they've got a fish on, they go out there, they reel it in. They're looking for thick ice near them, but this warm weather has stagnated that some. So why not get out the ice fishing gear, some of it anyway, go down to the river, set it up, and do a little simulated tip-up fishing. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm alone.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat. It had only been 8 weeks. Standing there, staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows, I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her. Lady,
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Stirring up memories for you, aren't I? Back of a cop car, 98Q Country. Ooh. We've got temperatures at about 27 right now, and we're going to crank this thing up to, well, we're not cranking. We're getting to 30 is all we're going to get to today. And some light snow already falling. We could see, an inch or so, kind of just sporadically falling throughout the day today. And they're telling us an inch or two over the next couple of days. Southern part of the state is getting dumped on pretty good down there. They've got schools closed, and they're recommending no travel down in parts of southern Wisconsin, and the winds following that up too. So I think Mother Nature is a little bit I think Mother Nature is standing on her head. I think that's a problem. I think she's got everything upside down. Madison isn't supposed to get a foot of snow, and us, nothing. It's supposed to be the other way around. What's going on here? 30 is our high and a little bit breezy today here in the Park Falls area. Winds 10 to 20 plus today. And just some on and off light snow, and an inch or two could be on the ground over the next 24 to 36 hours. We'll get to our birthdays in just a little bit. If you have somebody celebrating, we would just love to make their day, wish them a happy day. 71, our number to reach us, to tell us about it, is 715-762-3221. So we'll get to our birthdays in a moment. Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants is going to be joining us at 845. It's going to be a weekly show. You know Matt from the old days of doing it with Patty and Rick and such. So we're looking forward to hooking up with Matt at 845 this morning. And get a little bit informed, and then we'll have the coach's show. Butternut Boys coach Will Smoody will join us to talk butternut basketball just a little bit after 9.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump will be in a D.C. courtroom. His lawyers today trying to argue he is immune from prosecution. ABC News investigative reporter Olivia Rubin with more.
Trump is going back to court today, as we have seen him do quite often, and this time it's to argue in his D.C. election subversion case that it should be dismissed. He is claiming that he has presidential immunity and therefore cannot be charged, cannot be indicted, cannot be prosecuted for actions that he took relating to his responsibilities when he was president of the United States.
There is now a tornado warning out in Atlanta, part of that massive storm spreading across the country, bringing rain, snow, ice, and twisters to millions from coast to coast. Jim Harbaugh raising the championship trophy as gold and white confetti sprayed over his Michigan Wolverines last night. They defeated the Washington Huskies in the National Football Championship. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many communities have declared snow emergencies and parking bans during today's snowstorm. That's so snowplow drivers have enough room to do their jobs. In some places, vehicles could be towed at the owner's expense. The heaviest snow is falling in the southeastern two-thirds of the state. Republicans say they'll shut down the federal government if they don't get a deal to shut down the southern border. Congressman Ryan Stile on WISN-TV's Up Front.
We're fighting about whether or not we should be mopping up the mess on the floor. I say, turn the spigot off, and you turn the spigot off by actually ending the illegal immigration in the United States and securing the border.
Democrats note that lawmakers have passed on several opportunities to update immigration laws, but haven't. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
There's going to be a public meeting tomorrow, Wednesday, at the Park Falls Public Library. This will be at 5 o'clock. And this is for those of you who have questions and want answers regarding your city of Park Falls water bill. So that's Wednesday at the library here in Park Falls. The meeting will be at 5 o'clock.
Bucks are in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are near the top of the Eastern Conference, but last night they suffered their second loss in a row at home. The Utah Jazz with a 132-116 win. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, sometimes as a coach you can come in and, you know, you can go bonkers and but I also believe you got to, you know, show them the areas that we got to improve on. At halftime, I showed probably more clips than I usually show, areas where we can, you know, respond.
The Bucks host the Celtics Thursday. They're 3.5 games behind Boston for the top spot in the conference. NFL, it's the Cowboys and the Packers in the wild card playoffs Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur.
We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Birthday time on the local birthday scene. We've got a birthday wish for Emily Kozlowski from the whole family. Emily, happy birthday to you on this, the 9th day of January. If you are celebrating a birthday today, you share your day with these other celebrities. Kate Middleton, the wife of Prince William. She is also known as Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge. She is 42 today, Kate Middleton. Chad Ochocinco, the NFL wide receiver, who was born Chad Jaban Johnson. and legally changed his name to Ocho Cinco back in 2008, and then back to Johnson in 2012. He played for the Bengals, the Patriots, Dolphins, and others, and I think he's now doing some color commentary on TV, which it seems to be a position that the chatty wide receivers like to take. So Chad Ocho Cinco is 46 today. Jolie Richardson, the actress from 101 Dalmatians and others, is 59. J.K. Simmons is celebrating a 69th birthday today. He won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Whiplash in 2015. Crystal Gayle, country singer. Her real name is Brenda Gayle Webb. Crystal Gayle, 73 today. Roy Hebb, 1965's Treat Her Right artist, born on this day, 1941. Passed away in 2020. Big Al Downing, the singer, country singer, born on this day, 1940, passed in 05. Bob Denver, Gilligan, from Gilligan's Island, born on this day, 1935, passed in 2005. Dick Enberg, sportscaster, legendary for 60 years, born on this day, 1935, passed in 2017. Brian Starr, all right, Bart. Brian Bartlett Starr, we know him as Bart Starr, Packer legend, born on this day, 1934. He passed in 2019. And Judith Krantz, the author from Scruples, Princess Daisy, born on this day, 1928, passed in 2019. And Richard Nixon, one of our presidents, of course, the 37th president of the U.S. He resigned with Watergate, born on this day, 1913. Richard Nixon passed in 1994. So happy birthday anniversary if it's a big day for you. We're going to talk with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants in a little bit, but we've got Tracy Davis with us from North Lakes Community Clinic to talk a little bit about what's happening down there. Tracy, good morning. Good morning to you, Tracy.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good. How about you?
Well, good. We need an uplift. We need, I don't know, something to get us moving. What can you say? What words of encouragement can you say to get us out of this non-sun doldrum here this morning?
Well, massage does help relieve those stress and make happy hormones. And just keep everyone happy and going and flexible, especially with the snow shoveling that we finally got snow.
Yeah, a little bit of, I felt it a little bit yesterday. I was out front of the station here shoveling a little bit, so I'm sure people are feeling that a little bit. We got to be careful, don't we, when we get out there that first couple times, right?
Oh, yes. The twisting and moving and bending and lifting. Yep, that's stuff that our body hasn't done in quite some time.
Yeah. So give us the science part. Why does a massage benefit a person physically? What does it do? What is our body liking about a massage that usually helps with circulation and all that stuff?
Well, massage helps bring circulation to the area, which is healthy cells that can take all that gunk away. Because every time you contract a muscle, you are excreting toxins, lactic acid buildup, no matter what. So sometimes if we stay tight, then it sits in there, and our muscles get tight and achy, and then we don't want to move. So massage helps takes all that gunk out, lengthens the fibers, so then that way you can contract in an optimal way, because there's something called the sliding filament theory. And then if it's not in the appropriate areas, it can't contract and relax, because if it's too tight, there's nowhere for it to go.
Okay.
So then you get more stiff, and then you try to compensate and use more other muscles that are not supposed to be used. So massage helps make sure that you maintain that optimal range, so you can keep doing what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. People might be thinking right now, yeah, that sounds good. Maybe my body's a little frail. Maybe I'm a little bit leery about digging into that part of my body that hurts. But you have different, I'm sure, different ways that you handle each person, right?
Yes, it's to their tolerance. So if you don't like deep, you don't go deep. If you want more light and relaxing, we go until you engage the muscle. We want to help you, not hurt you. So if your muscle only tolerates light, we only go light.
Yeah.
If you want deep and that's where you get, then we can go deep. There's no age limit, so anyone can get a massage. So, don't stop yourself because you're 90. Nope. Get in there. You need it the most, too. So.
Yeah. All right. If people have any questions, they can always reach out to you there, 762-2950. I think I have that correct, right?
Yeah.
All right. With any questions, and you can talk with Tracy Davis there, massage therapist, or any of the folks at North Lakes Community Clinic right here in Park Falls. Kick off the new year with a nice massage. Maybe give a gift to yourself, right?
Sounds great. Yes, all right. Indeed.
Tracy, thank you much. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Yep, Tracy Davis, North Lakes Community Clinic, right here, downtown Park Falls, 715-762-2950.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow Thursday and Friday, 26. Thursday, 20. Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 15. Saturday, 7 above. Sunday, and 1 above on Monday. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 26.
Darius Rucker.
Take me over, girl, so I'm the one to blame. Oh, yeah.
Aldridge here at 98Q Country at 8:45. All right, a Tuesday that has a little bit of light snow falling. If you're headed south today, it is going to get worse for you. It's going to, there's a lot of snow, a lot of school closings in the southern part of the state. Well, each Tuesday, we are excited to have Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to talk about various aspects of your money. And Matthew, good morning. Thanks for taking time to join us. I'm doing good. Well, we went with the technology today of trying to bring in Matthew through Zoom. And for some reason, we tested it and it worked just fine. And now it's not working fine. So Matthew, I'm going to have you just dial us up and we're going to do it the traditional way. This is, oh man, I was so excited to have our first one through Zoom. And again, we did a test on it and it was fine, but now it doesn't seem to be working. So we're going to get Matthew on the line here. Give us 60 seconds and we're going to do it the old traditional way until we figure out that whole Zoom thing. Hold on.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
All right, we're going to get Matthew back in here. Trying to work your way into new technology. Sometimes it's painful, Matthew, so we'll do it the old traditional way. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Morning. I'm doing well, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And Matthew, we're excited to have you with us here on Tuesday mornings to talk about various aspects of people's money with Pioneer Financial Consultants, and I'm sure you're equally as excited to be delving into this also, right?
Yes, I am, absolutely. You know, I've been on the radio show before, and I'm very excited to be able to do it again. I always look forward to these talks with you and starting them up here in 2024.
All right, and of course, many people know that you were with Patty and Rick. They were on the air for many, many years, and many people have appreciated all they've done for them over the years. And you've kind of gained knowledge from hanging around those two for a while, right?
yeah, absolutely. They, you know, for people that don't know, they are my parents, and that's kind of where I got into the industry, kind of giving a little bit of background about myself. As well here, but I grew up in Medford, and like I said, that was kind of the family business, the financial consultant. And actually, I started out my adult career after going to Lakeland College as a teacher. And I was a teacher for 6 years, actually. And the last couple of years of teaching, I wanted to make a career change and become a financial advisor. So starting back in 2017, I started getting my licenses and meeting with folks, and from there, you know, I became a financial advisor and made the full-time switch 4 years ago.
All right.
A little over 4 years ago, actually.
Very cool. All right. And known as Pioneer Financial Consultants and location in Medford, and you're looking to expand a little bit too, I guess, I hear, right?
Yeah, that's right. So for right now, our location is in Medford. It's located at 882 East Perkins Street in Medford.
Okay. All right. So let's dig right into one of the topics we're going to talk about for those of you who may be retired, or maybe you're delving into retirement here this year. There's always that big question, Matt, when people retire is, what's my lifestyle going to be? Do I have enough money to pay the bills? Can I travel to see the grandkids? So we're looking to make the most out of those retirement savings here this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only for people that are approaching retirement, but even those that are just starting out as well, just to make the most of those retirement savings, because those are all questions that you'll want to have answered before you retire. So obviously with the new year, it's a good time to make sure that you're saving in the smartest ways for retirement and other long-term goals as well. While right now finding extra money to save can be tough for many people with the holiday expenses, heaped on to higher cost of living, there are many ways to set the stage for a stronger financial future. So I just kind of wanted to go through a checklist of money moves that people can consider here in 2024.
All right.
So the first on the checklist is get the match. And you've heard it before, but it's worth saying again. If you're in a company, that offers a 401k plan or maybe a simple plan, and it offers a match on your contributions, try to contribute enough to get the full match. It's literally free money.
Yeah, they're laying money out on the table, right? And you're pushing it away saying, no, thank you, right? Yeah,
right.
Why would you do
exactly.
that? Why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. Many companies match contributions to a degree. The most common matching formula for plans at Fidelity Investments is a dollar-for-dollar match up to 3%. And that's very common and very common with simple plans as well. And, you know, if you match, you know, that 3%, that company will match 3%. That free money, you know, versus not contributing anything, then you don't get that 3%.
And when you say 3%, it doesn't seem like much, but when you do the math over a year or so or two, that adds up pretty fast, Matt, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. And it's that long-term approach that can build those savings and make the difference in retirement.
Okay. All right. Don't turn away that money. All right. Take it.
Right.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And the second point on the checklist is build emergency savings. At the same time, building up emergency savings can help you keep gains in retirement accounts compounding tax-free over the long haul. It's important to have that as a resource because if unforeseen circumstances happen, you don't want to have to pull money out of retirement savings. And that was a quote from Mindy Yu, who's the director of investing at Betterment. You want your money to have that time in the market and to avoid unnecessary penalties for pulling money out before it's allowed. In most cases, on top of paying income tax on that money, you'll pay a 10% penalty for withdrawing from a retirement account before age 59 and a half.
Okay.
So you certainly want to build up that emergency savings so that, like I said, you don't have to dip into those retirement funds when those unexpected expenses come up. You know, the furnace goes out or something along those lines, those higher expenses.
Right. And it's just good to know that basic knowledge of, like you said, 59 and a half or 401k and when you can take Social Security and when you can and can't get penalized for working during Social. Those are just basic numbers as you approach retirement that you should just get yourself familiar with, right?
Yes, absolutely. You want to make sure you have all those numbers in the back of your mind so that you can create that plan. Which certainly we're happy to help with to create that plan to make sure you're doing everything that fits your wants and needs.
Yeah. All right. As always, if folks would like to sit down just for a free initial consultation, just sit down with you, Matt, and just say, all right, I don't have a plan, or here was my plan, or what do you suggest? They can do that. You can come in and do that free to set up an appointment with you, right?
Yeah, that is correct. That's the best way to do it. Our phone number is 715-748-3231. But we are certainly happy to do that, and that's what we're here for, is to develop that plan, you know, and work together to develop a plan that fits your wants and needs.
Yeah, and you can have somebody local you can talk to about it, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Nice. Yep. And you know, the other thing is that we are as an independent investment professional, I can work with you to develop an action plan, like I said, that reflects your unique situation.
Yeah, 715-748-3231. Well, Matt, you're off to a good start already, because by this time, Rick would have had me dead. He would have killed me off. My wife would have been living lavishly. So I thank you for not doing that on the very first episode, but I will expect it somewhere down the line.
Yeah,
I will.
Absolutely. I'm sure it'll come up in one of our topics. No
doubt. Right. Matthew, we look forward to talking to you each Tuesday at this time at 8:45 about all kinds of different aspects of people's money, not just retirement, but education and all that stuff. So good luck, and we'll keep people informed on their financial stuff here with you each Tuesday. Thank you, Matt.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Joel. I appreciate it, and look forward to it.
You betcha. Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Reach him at 748-3231. And we're going to work on at Hopes and Dreams this morning. We were going to have him on our first Zoom, and the quality was going to be wonderful, and it didn't work. So we tested it, and it worked, and then we brought it on, and it didn't work. So we'll work on that on our end. You guys just hold tight on that end. We're going to talk some boys basketball with head coach Will Smoody of the Butternut Boys team. We'll do that just shortly after 9 o'clock this morning.
Come, indulge in flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty lies in our delicious roasted chicken. Join us Wednesday through Saturday to savor our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four or half a chicken. Opt for six wings at $15. Served with fries and our homemade slaw. Friday's highlight, fish fry, 2 for $10, 3 for $12. Don't miss out on our tiger shrimp. Warm New Year wishes from Harv Max and the entire team at Empty Pockets. Please note, we'll be closed from January 12th to January 21st. Empty Pockets, where flavor meets tradition and hospitality thrives.
All right, we're out of practice with this whole financial consultant thing, but every time we talk with Matt and the folks at Pioneer Financial Consultants, legally, we must play this when we're done.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. WFS is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of WFS.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow Thursday and Friday, 26. Thursday, 20. Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 15. Saturday, 7 above. Sunday and 1 above on Monday. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 26.
Well, I would like to introduce to you all,
it's Naismith. You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm young.
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
98Q Country.